Just on 12 to 9, Kel Fuller with you this morning. And Anna Mulder is back after 10 o'clock. We'll catch up with her at 9.30 and find out what she has planned for her show just after 9.30 and see what's on. She's back with you between 10 and 11 this morning. Petrol prices are pretty low in Tamworth at the moment. Have you been driving around? I'm not too sure what they're like in your community. I saw $1.12 as I came in this morning, and I guess the concern has been for a long time about petrol prices in Armidale. And the ACCC says there's not much more it can do about it. In these couple of months, it's going to be revealing its review of the situation in Armidale, and the actual petrol retailers, they're not commenting on the concerns that Adam Marshall has raised over the past couple of months as well. But he's certainly been having a few conversations about what's been going on and maybe looking at a way to make Armidale in particular a little bit more competitive. Good morning, Adam Marshall.
Good, Kelly. How are you?
Well, thank you. So it's been interesting. You've certainly gone back to the media and been talking about the concerns the community's been coming to you about the petrol prices. Do you know what they're like at the moment in Armidale?
Yes, I actually had a bit of a drive around this morning. I think you might have mentioned in the introduction that you saw $1.12 this morning.
In Tamworth, yeah.
The cheapest you can get in Armidale this morning is $1.20.9. That's for E10. And the unleaded, just the normal regular unleaded, is another 6 to 7 cents more expensive than that, depending which service station you go to. So there we go, just a very quick comparison this morning between Tamworth and Armidale. And Tamworth historically has been usually up there as the second or third highest price centre in our region. So despite the fact that prices have across the board come back a little bit, we've seen obviously a lot of media attention about the 99 cent a litre fuel in Sydney for E10. Certainly we're not seeing anything like the drops here in the country, and I think that focus in Sydney certainly fixed a lot of people's attention on asking the question why they're forced to pay so much at the fuel bowser.
Mm. So have you reached out to the wholesalers, or have they contacted you about the situation?
No, I've actually had a, after our last chat, Kelly, I actually have had a call from two wholesalers, one from Tamworth and one from Narrabri, that are actually very keen to actually establish a facility or a couple of facilities in Armidale to sell fuel into Armidale. Both of them, and they hadn't done any research at that stage on the volumes of fuel sold at Armidale, but conservatively they believe that they could sell fuel for around 10 cents a litre cheaper for unleaded and diesel than it is currently being sold. And that's, and if they actually got a higher volume of sales than they were anticipating, that cost could come down even more. And one of them was looking at a fully blown independent service station, and they're actually in discussions with council at the moment looking at a couple of parcels of land which they might like to either purchase or lease. The other wholesaler was looking at establishing an unmanned facility. So people that have done a lot of travelling probably further out west probably would have seen these before, where literally they're a couple of large fuel tanks which are usually above ground, and a facility where you simply pull up, you swipe your credit card or EFTPOS card, punch in a limit. So you might want to say, you know, I want to put $60 worth of fuel in my car. You swipe your credit card, punch your key in, and it allows you to take the bowser, take the nozzle off the bowser, and once you've put $60 worth in, it clicks off and you drive off. So there's a lot less cost there because there's no one actually manning the station. And so both of those wholesalers are currently talking with Armidale Council, looking at potential sites where council would be comfortable developing controls, and also they're looking at a couple of former service station sites that would be quite easy to get going again.
And do they give you a sense, or do you have some understanding of what impact they might have on the price of petrol, maybe making it more competitive?
Well, certainly they're, you know, talking to them, their experience at other locations in the state is where they've set up. Certainly the existing retailers have reduced their prices markedly. They say that the other retailers aren't able to match them, but certainly it's caused them to drop their prices significantly. And that in itself would be a great relief, I'm sure, for all the motorists in and around Armidale.
I guess, I think from the past conversations, you've certainly been very frustrated at a state level. You don't really have too much authority to impact on prices, but this is a way around it. You think this is a, if you can't get the sort of ACCC to address it quickly enough, this is to solve your own problem in a way.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, a bit of extra competition doesn't hurt, and there is no independent fuel retailer in Armidale, where all the retailers in Armidale are from the big chains, and I don't need to mention their name, everyone knows who they are. But certainly, we see in a lot of other communities across my electorate that have some of these independent retailers. Often the independent is the only retailer in a community, and I'm thinking of places like Dalhungra, and even they have... And on a daily basis, the difference in fuel prices between Armidale and Dalhungra is 6 or 7 cents for unleaded and about 10 or 12 cents for diesel. And they're the only retailer in that community. So I have watched a bit of commentary that the ACCC have been giving, and they talk about, you know, lack of competition. Well, there are places that only have one fuel station in my electorate that have a lot cheaper fuel, but I think the issue is having a mixture of independent retailers and the big chains. And as much as they don't admit it, I'm sure the big chains do a lot of communication at that higher level, and that's why their prices are virtually to the decimal point exactly the same each day on their price at the Bowser. So if we could get a couple of independent retailers, wholesalers coming into Armidale, I think that would certainly ease the pressure. But the overarching issue is one of cartel or colluding type behaviour, and I think the ACCC, as I said, need to have a really strong look at this. And I've actually been talking to Senator John Williams, and he has committed to actually asking some tough questions of the ACCC when Federal Parliament resumes and Senate estimates gets underway again with the various committees he chairs and sits on in the Senate. So I'll be really looking forward to how the ACCC responds to that question.
Okay. And just back to the wholesale or the sort of an automated station issue, would there be a time frame even that you could suggest you might see that happening?
Well, these wholesalers indicated that if they could find a suitable block of land at the right price, then simply as a matter of a development approval takes and then to get the finance to set it up. The unmanned fuel station is certainly a lot easier to set up than the fully blown one. But both were very, very keen. They just can't believe that fuel is the cost that it is in Armidale, given what they're able to sell it for in other parts of the state. So fingers crossed that they are going to be able to find a good block of land, both of them, and set up in Armidale. I think it'll be very welcome news.
Adam Marshall, thank you for your time.
Thanks very much, Kelly.
Thank you. That's the Nationals MP for the Northern Tablelands, Adam Marshall. Just on 4 to 9, ABC New England Northwest. Well, there were many wonderful performances at the Golden Guitar Awards on Saturday night. Troy Cassar-Daly's career was showcased in a musical tribute that involved a young man from Mackay playing